Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens. I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the Business Marketing Club. The BMC is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If this, though, is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. In this episode, I'll be talking about understanding your customer with digital marketing and web officer at GGR Group, Mark Pogorzelek, with global digital marketing executive at Driver Tret, Amy Thorman, and with the head of enterprise acquisition and upsell marketing at Virgin Media O2, Alicia Spencer. Today, we continue our A to Z of business marketing. We're looking to give a primer on the very latest thinking, practices, and practical examples on every big topic in business marketing land. And we've reached U. U stands for understanding your customer. Three experts will talk on the topic today, starting with digital marketing and web officer at GGR Group, Mark Pogorzelek. Mark, welcome to the podcast, and over to you.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. So I have a background in both B2C and B2B2C, working for global brands in all shapes, sizes and industries. So fashion retail with JD Sports, game accessories, working with the world's largest retailers. And I'm currently, as you say, in the construction industry with the GGR Group, which is the number one in lifting solutions in the UK and Europe. So My experience with the types of customers have somewhat been different, but the premise has always stayed the same. You know, you're marketing towards people, you want to solve a problem, whether that is bringing a new product to their range, or finding a solution to a complex lift on a site that you have the tools and services for. This brings me on to my first point of what understanding customers means to me. It's understanding the buying journey. By understanding the characteristics of your customer base, you understand the what, the where, the how, the why of the buying process. And this is all different depending on the industry and customer persona in each segment. It also allows you to understand the various touch points that the customer will hit on routes purchasing from your company, whether this be the first time purchase or returning customer. With an in-depth understanding, it allows you to create a more defined journey for the customer with content that would relate to them more than a generic campaign, as well as picking out the locations that they're more likely to see your efforts. It also allows you to focus on an angle that would feed to their psychology of the customer more, whether that be from a price point, the trust in the brand, or simply point out the product features to allow them to make more informed decisions. I mean, so the first thing that you've got to do is gather as much data as you can. And that will help build big picture of all your customers. There are many ways of doing this, which I'll touch on in just a minute. But once you've created an overall understanding of the customer, it's then time to start delving deeper and highlight trends that can be used to help create personas. With this information, you can begin to highlight things like the types of problems that the customer is having and that they're looking for a solution for, the search methods, media which the customers prefer, and much, much more. We can go on for hours onto that. So kind of going back to how you would build this picture, there are many ways to do this, as I say. From a digital background myself, I may be more biased towards the digital elements, such as social media demographics, Google Analytics, heat mapping on websites to understand the customer behavior on your site, behavioral analytics on email platforms as well. But one of the simplest and most effective methods would be to conduct interviews with existing customers. For example, here at GGR, we use case studies quite regularly, which, although it is a chance for us to use for content purposes as testimonials and shout about the great projects that we have been involved in over the years, it also is a great opportunity to gather vital information on the journey of existing customers that we can use further down the line. For example, how did they hear about us? What was the project type? Have they used similar brands or products before? And what made us stand out from the rest of the market? And ultimately, was it a positive experience? And which areas could we improve? We combine all the above in order to build a full picture of our customers, which we can then start to drill down into. In the drilling down process, we identify trends in purchasing behavior, search behavior, and any other links that we can make between the data that we have. We can then use this information to build personas. Within these personas, we identify the interests, fears, expectations, behavior towards our marketing efforts, beliefs, and where they are in relation to the end user. You know, at the moment, are they a plant hire firm? Are they a distributor themselves? Or is this a sole trader that is physically using our equipment on a project? There are always risks when conducting market research and building customer profiles, such as using more quantitative data rather than an equal mix of quantitative and qualitative to give commentary on figures. You know, these are people with emotions at the end of the day. And although Google Analytics and your heat map might be saying one thing, sitting down and speaking with your customers can shed a light on something completely new. Obviously, that has been difficult over the past 20 months with the pandemic, but with video conferencing tools, you know, it's been a very useful thing to do. And to be honest, with tools such as Zoom, you're more likely to get that 20, 30 minute chat that you need than you would have previously because there's no travel involved. I think that's something I have found in the construction industry that I didn't in the other industries that I've worked with it, is that there is less reliance on the digital side, which for me, from a digital background, is a slight hurdle. But as I say, you use a combined effort in the methods. So we used more of a personal approach, such as interviews and case studies. It is not always a straightforward understanding of what the customer wants or needs, because this is often within the guidelines of the customer's experience and knowledge. You know, we all know the cliche of Henry Ford with the faster horses. You know, that's used so many times on these types of discussions. But it is true. You know, us at GGR, we drive innovation. We're always bringing new products to the market. And it's not often that the customers know that these exist just yet. So we identify the needs and you know, we've got this great technology and we kind of meet them halfway. So there's only so much of understanding and innovation. In terms of trends, I guess one of the biggest trends for me would be user-generated content. Again, it's another method which is great for content purposes on social media and on your website for sharing, but also gives a great insight to the customers and their behavior with our products. You know, what types of projects are they working on? What are their opinions of the service? Where are they located? Anything that you can gather from the likes of social posts, blogs and articles, it just helps you build that bigger picture. At GGR, we also use a highly intelligent automated email platform service that we use to target customers with relevant content based on their behavior on our website. You know, we use for marketing purposes, but it also helps build vital information on the customer based on the behavior that we can use to build personas. I know this has been around for a long time, but I feel that businesses should and will be using these platforms more in future. And in addition to making the customer journey more targeted and relevant, It also allows you to understand customer behaviour on a much more individual level.
Mark Pogorzelik, thank you very much. Our second customer understanding expert is the global digital marketing executive at Driver Tret, Amy Thorman. Amy, welcome to the podcast, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you for having me today. So I am the global digital marketing executive at Driver Tret and also DRS Expert Witness Services. So they're a global construction consultancy. And they offer project management, claims management to the construction engineering industries and also expert witness services for projects that have gone to dispute and ended up in court. So it's a professional services firm with a strong B2B focus. So that's kind of where I'm coming from in terms of my experience and background today and the insight that I'm offering. My role within this company focuses heavily on content creation and coordination. So I'm going to be talking from the idea of understanding the customer and business marketing to inform your content creation. So basically I'm going to address two sides, and that's digital insights and then also sort of liaising with internal stakeholders to also understand the customer. So starting with social media and digital insights, I'm going to be talking predominantly about LinkedIn as it's the channel that I use the most at the moment, and also it's probably the most helpful for the business customer in marketing. Really helpful analytics that can be gleaned from social media and in particular LinkedIn. For instance, you can understand the industry that your followers are working in, the sector, their location, their seniority. And that's also going to be so important once you start to track and monitor that for informing the tone and type of content that you put out to your followers. Because of course, I'm sure you can understand, a senior decision maker based, in Singapore is going to have sort of different content requirements and needs to a more junior level employee in the UK, for instance. So tracking your audience demographics on LinkedIn, I think is crucial to informing your long-term content plan and social media strategy. So I would start there with social analytics for understanding your customer. Also, you can move on to website analytics and how you can get to know your customer and their journey on your website. Of course, using Google Analytics, you can see, the pages that are most often visited, the pages that people are bouncing off of without any interaction on the page, where they're spending the most amount of time. That's really helpful in understanding what content on your website is working and the business, well, the customer's needs and the user's needs, because if they're bouncing off of a web page, without any interaction, then it's clear that your content on that page isn't giving them what they need. And then also looking at the exit rate for pages on the website too. I've also found there's a Chrome extension called On Page Analytics that you can download and install on your browser. And then when you're logged into your Gmail account for Google Analytics, it will also give you further insights on individual pages. So it breaks down those analytics in terms of most visited pages further, and then you start to get a heat map of the web page, and you can see where people are clicking, the amount of clicks that different elements of your page have received, and you can still set the time frame as you do on Google Analytics, so you can look for custom periods of time, and then you can track further where people are clicking. And in terms of understanding the user journey, and UX, the overall UX of your website design. That's also really helpful in understanding what's working and how you're meeting or not meeting your customers' needs within business marketing. Yeah, that's something that we've used at DriverTrap. And for instance, I conducted a report of a web page which was undergoing a complete sort of redesign, content updates and design updates. And then I just checked earlier actually to see how we've done and cross-compared the 2 years. And we've actually reduced the bounce rate by half, which is really positive. So that's really helpful for understanding your customer and business marketing. Moving on to internal stakeholder engagement. So obviously digital insights help inform how people are interacting with your content on the website, how you're meeting their needs and how they're converting. And then also on social media, understanding your audience demographics. And I'm sorry, I didn't even mention tracking post performance as well, which is also very helpful in understanding user needs and how you're meeting your user needs. Because of course, you know, by tracking what's performing well, you can start to assess, oh, they're liking this content, I need to do more of this content. And from the professional services firm that I work within, and the content that we create on LinkedIn, I've developed a content series with them called Meet the Team. And that has historically proven to be the best performing series of posts. And it has the highest click-through rate. And I think for a professional services firm, often you sell people, and it's like people buying into people. And so the Meet the Team series highlights consultants' expertise and their experience. And it has the call to action to get in touch with them directly, or it also provides the regional link of where they're based, because we have different websites for the global business around the world. So we'll include whatever website link, you know, is particular to them and their location. And that content series has had the best click-through rate. So also, you know, ensuring that you're monitoring the performance of your social content to understand your user needs is also really helpful in continuing to meet them and offer them the best. So that's the summary of digital insights. Stakeholder engagement. Really, you know, your internal stakeholders are the people who are talking to the customers on a daily basis. And so they've got a deeper level of understanding of what they want. And often they are the ones as well who probably know more about the business objectives and the services that the business are trying to push than perhaps is communicated to you sometimes. I don't know, the marketing department can be slightly left out, or other people in the business can be slightly left out of the loop. So, making sure that you build relationships with your colleagues and ask them about the business objectives, where they're trying to push, what collateral they currently have, what they're using, can also help you to understand the business needs and the customer needs, and then work together to create the content that is going to meet the requirements of your customer. And I think in marketing in general, it's about that two-pronged approach in terms of data-driven, what's good for search engines and the digital experience needs to be good for the human user as well. So if you can get alignment between those two factors, that's when you can best understand your user and meet their needs. And I would say that's my part for today.
Amy Thorman, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Our third customer understanding expert is the head of enterprise acquisition and upsell marketing at Virgin Media O2, Alicia Spencer. Alicia, welcome to the podcast, and over to you.
Thanks for inviting me, Dave. So So for me, understanding the customer is understanding the value you can bring to the customer and how you can be relevant. It's relevancy that's key for business marketing here. It's about bringing a solution to customer challenges, yes, but also how you can deliver that, how and when to communicate with that customer, and really build the relationship, sometimes before they've even said a word to you. How you do that, in my view, is often a balancing act between breadth and depth, depending on your priorities and the market you're in. At an ABM level, you can go deep into the individual account or contacts, talk to them directly, research their individual drivers, behaviours, on and offline, then tailor a far more personalised and relevant response. Now, that can take a considerable amount of time and investment, and that has to be proportional as well to the return you expect to receive from that customer over their contract life. We don't always have the budgets, resources, and time to go into an individual level of detail for every customer like that. So when you're looking to scale that out to become more time and cost effective, I think that tracking behavior digitally and building journeys for self-selection is key. Now, why I say this is even more telling than what people say is actually what they do. You know, what are they researching? How are they defining things? What are they looking at? How are they engaging? And if you can create an environment or even leverage an existing environmental platform and have the tracking in place to build a picture of what that customer is interested in, you can then facilitate ongoing engagement and understand what ultimately the sales conversation should look like later down the line. Also, by categorizing different activity and content by stages of the funnel, you can better segment your customers, understand where they are at in their journey, and help serve them better. One of the interesting ways you can establish some of this information at scale and an account level where relevant is using third as well as first party intent data, something that we at Virgin Media O2 have been exploring in a few different ways. For those unfamiliar with the practice, intent data is data gathered at account level usually, where organizations are engaging more than usual with content related to a predefined set of keywords based on what you're interested in. So for us at Virgin Media O2, things like mobile, SD-WAN, flexible working. This can give you a good indication of when an account is in market for certain products, where their challenges are, and gives you a steer on, you know, what they're interested in general. Whereas this third party data can give you that reach and breadth into an audience base, can mean that you're a step removed and potentially a step behind the customer's timeline. But using first party intent data, either in tandem or on its own, then you can use the insights from, you know, real-time movements of the customer across your website or collateral, allowing you to respond much more quickly to that action, that intent indication at a relevant time and place to that customer, allowing you to be super relevant. And the learnings from this data too can help you create new content in the future, messaging and engagement opportunities that are more valuable to the customer. For example, I can see that public sector organisations are engaging a lot more with flexible working content. I can make sure that my future content and messaging serving this particular audience is focused on this theme. And more so when I'm reaching out to an individual account, either with my marketing or sales hat on, and I know that they've been consuming a lot of content in this area, I can show them solutions that support their needs without actually having to ask what they're interested in at this time. I'm able to make more insight-led assumptions here. And if you have some industry level insight, you can layer onto that and tie into that. You can build a much richer understanding of the customer with greater efficiency. Self-selection is important in this too. Having the flexibility for the customer to choose their content journey and have options to explore and find, as well as indicate to us marketers what they're interested in. But as well, you need a bit of give and take in my view. Yes, show us what you want and we'll keep on serving you that, but we as marketers also need to take responsibility for prompting customers in certain directions. testing them and nudging them along journeys we think will benefit them, even if they've not entirely realised that yet. You know, brands like Amazon and Netflix as platforms have got that nailed, in my view. So we need to follow in their example. And understanding when and how to serve these customers, being there at the right time so it feels relevant, and communicating with them in a way that really suits them. I think the move to remote or hybrid working has really emphasised the different communication channels we have and has brought a new level of consciousness for where and how we use them. And it's the same for our external conversations with customers, as well as our internal ones with colleagues. Messaging, in-mail, WhatsApp, video calling have all taken up new roles, and we have to be aware that people are working very different ways now, and how are we adapting our approach around those work styles and communication channels? I think our customers are more demanding than ever because of the experience and understanding you can get as a consumer, particularly over the last couple of years. And they have much higher expectations. You know, they expect you to respond with full insight and relevant content in a channel that works for them and have a high level of understanding of their business and challenges. There's nowhere to hide lack of insight in this day and age. And customers have high expectations of value return on exchanging their details or providing those insights. So we need to be really considerate of that value exchange and expectations if we hope to grow our understanding. And this is an area that's only going to get more challenging in the cookie-less world of the future. By building that shared understanding and value exchange with the customer, whether that's at a high cost, high return level, or a more scaled, efficient approach, you can build more long-lasting, profitable relationships with the customer and insulate from some of the challenges that lie ahead for marketers. Thank you for listening, and I hope I've given you some food for thought today.
That was brilliant. Alicia Spencer, thank you very much. And that's it. That's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guests, Mark Pogorzelek, Amy Thorman, and Alicia Spencer. And thanks to our technical team from Through the Eye of Scott Jackson, Andrew Gratian, Alex Horn, and Josh Bench. Most of all, though, thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk. And I hope to see you again. Thanks for listening.